The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
If you enjoyed getting lost in the pages of her book, Her Name Was Rose, then you'll be excited to read her latest crime thriller novel called Ask No Questions. Claire Allen, author, good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm grand. Little het up over football, but it's better than being het up over COVID.
Oh, goodness, I know. I have a big football fan in the house, my 17-year-old, and I've been listening to chapter and verse on how terrible this all is since it broke yesterday. So I'm aware it's a big thing.
You're aware it's a big thing. Well, he's dead right. Tell him the man on the radio agrees with him. Tell us a little bit about Ask No Questions. It's set in Derry.
It is set in Derry, and it the central character of it is Ingrid Devlin, who is a journalist, and she actually appears in several of my other crime thrillers. She's in Her Name Was Rose as well, and she's kind of a character that people love to hate because she will do anything. She'll sell her granny, as I would say, to get a story. But she finds herself really at the centre of a story in this book. She's covering the 25th anniversary of the murder of a child, and it was a child that she knew when she was young and she grew up alongside. And as she starts to look back over the events of that terrible night 25 years before, she starts to ask a few questions. She finds out that people really want her to keep quiet and stay away, and bad things start to happen. So it sort of goes on from there.
And that kind of normally inspires a journalist to keep going, as you well know. Mm-hmm. When you were writing this, you obviously have experiences working as a journalist in Derry. So how much did that feed into the process of creating Ingrid and how her character would deal with a topic like this?
Well, it definitely did. There's no doubt about it. Although I wouldn't have been the kind of journalist that would have sold my granny to get a story. I say that. We're great up here. But certainly, she talks a lot about the different rules of journalism and how to get people on side and how to treat people with respect and how to cover very sensitive subjects. At one stage, she interviews the family of the little girl who was murdered. So there are things that I have obviously drawn on from my own experience, either covering stories where there has been a tragic death of somebody young, or, you know, court cases or things like that. But my experience has definitely fed into it, but it is a completely fictional story. It's like taking something that you know and letting your imagination run wild with it.
What's good about how you write it as well is obviously you've a great knowledge of Derry, and the idea that it happened on a Halloween night when you knew there would be lots of people out in the States. A city like Derry, it's small enough to be big enough to have a story and carry a story of mystery like this. You know, what was it easy or hard to try and factor that in, because you were trying to kind of toe that line of not kind of making it ground in any kind of reality, but give an air of reality as that this could indeed have happened?
Yeah, you know, I do find it easy enough, because I actually find it fascinating to write about a place like Derry, which is, you know, we are a city and we sort of like to consider ourselves as fairly cosmopolitan, but we still have a very sort of small town mentality in a lot of ways. Everybody knows everybody else and knows everybody's business, and it has that kind of claustrophobic feel almost at times, where we all know there are secrets hiding and people know something about, you know, the neighbour that they're not going to say. So it's drawn on that, but yet of course you have to absolutely make sure that you're not stepping on anybody's toes and you're not treading on any real tragedies or people that have experienced similar tragedies locally. So I think it's taking the stories to the next level and making them sort of more incredible and more gruesome even sometimes.
Tell us about the nursery rhyme. Yeah, well, tell us about the nursery rhyme, because that sounded like, I mean, I don't know this, but it sounded like something that would put the fear of God into any child.
It absolutely traumatised me as a child, and I used to get teased mercilessly about it, because when I became a mother myself, I forbade my parents from saying it to my children. there is a nursery rhyme, and there are several different slightly different worded versions of it that depend where you grew up that people will know. But it's called Who's at the Window? And basically, it's a wee song about who's at the window. It's the bad man, and he's come to take the baby away. And you'd always put in the actual child's name, so come to take our Claire away. You know, terrifying. Why anybody thought that was a good idea to sing that to a child, I don't know. But yeah, as the song goes on, they take them over the hill, and the mummy and daddy just get on with their life. It's one that is ingrained in all our mentality.
Mummy and daddy don't even care that the boogeyman has taken the child away.
They don't even care. The version that we used to be sung to us was like the... What will her mommy do? And her mommy will say, name the next child in the line, get you up and do that housework because Claire's away. You know, traumatise me the most.
So therefore, it was younger children saying it to older children going, yeah, exactly. If you disappear, sure, look, I'm here. That's it. Well, anyway, they're laughing now, aren't they? When you've decided to turn this into your fifth story that you've published.
Yeah.
So it turned out quite well for you in the end to be talking about who's at the window. It did. Now, Ingrid featured, as you mentioned, in the other books, but she was always kind of a bit character. Why did you pull her out to the front on this one?
So many people really liked the character and thought there was sort of more to her. And I was very conscious when she's appeared in the other book, she really is going after a story and perhaps not always being particularly ethical in the ways she approaches people to get that story. And I thought it was fascinating to look at the other side. What actually is driving her? Give her, you know, just a bit more dimension. Why does she work so hard to get a story? Why does she not mind bending the rules a little bit? And I find it really just fascinating to look at people's psychology and what is behind them. And also the wonderful Liz Nugent, who is an incredible writer and absolute hero of mine, loved the character and actually encouraged me to bring her back. So, you know, if Liz, who is an idol, said she's a good character to write about, I thought, okay, she knows a thing or two about crime. I'm going to do a good one there.
Yeah, well, I have to say that you've definitely done the right thing by bringing her forward. Now, we know what you did last year because you've published a new book. So what have you been working on at the moment? Where do you go next?
At the moment, I'm just... working on editing a book for next year, another crime thriller, which we don't have a final title yet. But I'm also working on a TV series that's coming to BBC. I'm a story consultant for a new drama called Blue Lights, which is going to be going all over BBC with a team of Belfast writers. That's something that we're really, really excited about. So it's a police drama. And hopefully, you know, we'll grab some of that line of duty audience.
I was just going to say, well, we're nearly out of line of duty, so that the timing is good on that. I mean, we are obviously jealous because you are based in the north, and those of us in the south can't get our hair cut at the moment. What's it like since the restrictions were lifted up there?
Well, they're really only sort of starting to lift up a bit. We still can't go to the pub. I think once people get to go to the pub, that they'll be grand. But it is. Obviously, it's great to know that you can go now and you can book a haircut. It sounds so silly, but it's just that wee bit of self-care and time out. It makes you feel good about yourself. And, you know, be able to drive a little bit further to see something different in your own four walls, I suppose. And I think we're all sick and looking at our own four walls. So
please God,
it all continues to move.
God willing. The tragedy, though, for the first weekend where I could have driven anywhere, I actually travelled less than I had the previous weekend. I don't know why it did that way. I lacked ambition and didn't go to the beach like everybody else. Claire, the book is out now. It's called Ask No Questions. It really is a cracker. Claire Allen, thank you so much for joining us on the line this morning. Available in all good bookshops when they reopen, online as well. And your local bookshop, no doubt, will do their best to send it to you as soon as possible.